Yesterday at the Central Oklahoma Soil Health Seminar hosted by the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, the Southern Plains Climate Hub, and Redlands Community College, USDA researcher at the Fort Reno Grazing Lands Laboratory, Dr. Gene Steiner, spoke on some of the long-term agroecosystem research being conducted. I caught up with her during the event with some questions about the work she and her team is doing.
Well, I was trying to just do two things. I wanted to give an overview of some of the long-term research that we're doing at the laboratory in the context of looking at agriculture for the Southern Plains, which really is a complex mix of beef cattle production, but a really diverse set of forages that sustain it. So we've got the native prairie, we've got quite a few different types of pastures. Wheat remains a really important forage. And trying to look at that as a system, which hasn't really been done a lot in the research community. So within that context, and I just described some of the studies we're doing on diversifying and introducing no-tillage into our wheat-based systems that continue to sustain some grazing but have a more diverse crop base, and then understanding some of the basic nutrient cycling and water cycling processes that go on in the different types of native pastures, introduced pastures, or croplands. Mm-hmm.
And in Oklahoma, it's always kind of had a traditionally strong integration of both wheat and cattle. Has that presented any challenges from other areas that where their crops and their livestock are usually generally more separated?
Well, I think it gives us opportunities because I think that we're learning more and more how the cattle in the cropping systems really help with ramping up the nutrient cycling. It's a way to get an economic return from the vegetation that grows that may not be grain harvest per se, but some of the forages associated with our crops. People that are wanting to do cover crops, the cover crops really, you know, boomed up in the Corn Belt and didn't start out with a lot of grazing on them. But they've got a lot higher cash flow on those fields. In our wheat belt, we've got a pretty low margin. And so if we're going to invest in cover crops here, we really need an opportunity to get some kind of a economic feedback. So you can get the grazing, some weight gain. And it turns out that it's a win-win because that really has some really good ecological effects on ramping up these nutrient cycles and the soil biology.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the highlights that you run into during your research? Any surprises that you weren't expecting to find out?
Well, we're really learning more. We've heard a lot about methane in cattle, always from the perspective of how much they emit from their rumen as they digest the forages that they eat. But we're learning more and more about the diversity within our herd. There's some cattle that have a lot more efficient genetics for more efficient, you know, digestion that have lower methane emissions for a given forage quality. So we're looking into that and how to start bringing that understanding of the genetics into future breeding programs. We're also learning that there's a lot of activity in the soils that we really hadn't appreciated the magnitude, that it's a very low rate of methane uptake in some of our grasses and pastures and agricultural soils, but because there's so many acres involved, that long sustained low rate of uptake really is an offset to some of our cattle. We don't really know that the budgets and the balances yet, but we're starting to gain an appreciation of that's an area we need to keep working on and get a better handle on.
Sure. So what direction do you think this research is taking you all? Do you have anything up ahead that you see you focusing on in the future with this research?
Well, we've really started ramping up our we've always had remote sensing research going on, but we're really ramping that up. The UAVs that are coming online, the unmanned aerial vehicles, you know, is opening up a lot of opportunities. The electronics are allowing us to get smaller, lighter, cheaper sensors that we can mount and get a lot more types of information as we fly over the field. So we're doing some of the basic science to understand, you know, just what can we learn, develop some new tools and products that can be in the pipeline for future, you know, farm management tools.
For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Carson Horn reporting.